Talk session number 20136, Reel 5.
Alec Milcharek, Reel 5.
Yes, it was lovely day, nice and warm. We had our sandwich. We sat there by the hedge there. There was little opening in a forest. My friend went somewhere, I don't know where. I was on my own. And I went to sleep. What woke me up? I opened some kind of noise. But this is a funny kind of noise. I opened my eyes and I shut it right away. I just couldn't believe my eyes, what I've seen. What it was big snake, and I mean big one, a giant. I never seen snake such a big, thick and long before. And what following him, it was a lot smaller snakes, all different sizes, a bit different colors, some almost black, some yellow, kind of yellow, some of them shining, but, you know, say, I just, you know, say, close my eyes, I didn't want to stop, want to breathe, because in a case, you know, I upset them. Anyway, I must have moved, because by the time I opened my eyes again, they were gone. There was nothing there. I got up, I couldn't believe my eyes. I shout for my friend, he come in, I said, hang on a bit. We went to the pass when they were moving round, you know. It's true enough. That was, you know, slight, you know, a bit different from the other place. If you would, grass was, you know, a bit different from ordinary one. I just didn't know it. I mean, there isn't so many snakes in Russia, you know. Say, how come, you know, that such a big one, you know, say, he must be 100 years old or so, you know, because the other were smaller one. And true enough, later on, I, you know, ask, you know, say, people, the oldish people, they say, no, there isn't so many snakes there, or, you know. But there you are. You can take it or leave it.
When you were in Russia, did anybody try to persuade you that communism was a good thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you remember, you know, so I was saying that people on them places in Russia, in Siberia, when we were working, people coming from work, and that NKVD, that means secret policeman, you know, he had them, you know, us waiting there for, may have a meeting and try to say how good Russia is, how Russian system is, how, you know, good for working men, and how we should be ashamed of ourselves being, you know, kuaks. That means, you know, rich people exploiting people. Oh, yeah, that was always, you know, people wanted, you know, sit and rest, not listen to that rubbish. Anyway, that's how it was. They always, and always that music, if they could put some music, they, how good, you know, say, Tovarish Stalin, that means Mr. Stalin, you know, say, how good he is. They forget how many thousand people he put, you know, to death. They
when you were deported, yeah, apart from those two Ukrainians, yeah, were all the others Polish families?
Yes. But on way to the Siberia, they joined, you know, say, other people, Latvians, Estonians, and people from Litva.
And when you first saw Soviet Union, yeah, what were your impressions of the place?
Well, nothing. There was nothing. You know, say, poor people, poor country. Everything poor. I mean, houses, you know, say, poor. Didn't seem, you know, bit of paint on any of houses or nothing.
So, were any of the Polish people inclined to accept the propaganda on behalf of communism?
Not that I know of. Everybody wanted trying to get out of it if it's possible, but nobody wanted to stay there. No, but this stands to reason, isn't it? I mean, you know, say, if they can't feed people, working men, if they can't give him ration and all that. Anyway, they told us, you know, that on that, Russians, what they give us, and they work, what we're supposed to do, we should be dead within 2 years or less. I mean, they told us that. Well, how would you feel? You know, would you work for people like that? Would you like him? No, we didn't like him at one little bit. because we tried to get away so we could get, you know, say, live in peace. That's normal way, isn't it? That's how people, you know, say, live. That's how they want to live.
You told me a story earlier off the record. Maybe you can repeat it on the tape, about one day you didn't get any food and you and a Russian woman gave you some food.
Yes, well, that's true. Because, you know, say, in them places, them places where we work, it was in Siberia, mostly in forest, about 50 kilometers, sometimes less, maybe more, because they've been shifting us from one place to another occasionally. And the transport, in summer, what they used to come by boat, that was more reliable. But even then, you know, didn't always, Russian didn't come in. So, but in winter, well, it was worse still. Or especially in spring, well, that was awkward place, you know, because water, you know, say snow melts, water raises up, they couldn't use, you know, say boats. It was awkward. So if we didn't get rations, what they say they were entitled to them, if people complain to manager or that NKVD, that policeman who was really in charge of the place, you were hungry. But they used to, in winter especially, they used to bring people from collective farm, from villages all around this, you know, say where we were. And then people see how we suffer. They had little, but they had more than us. Sometimes they had bread, they had maybe a bit of meat, or maybe even egg. I can't remember when I had egg in those days. And I got friendly with one woman. She was oldish woman. She understood life. A lot of them youngsters, communists, you know, they belong to Komsomol. That means Russian Communist Party for young people. You know, they more or less, they would rather spit on people like us, you know, than give you something. But in the end, you know, say, realize that, you know, say, Russian system is not that good because we told them. But the oldish people still remember, but they had to be very careful. You Russian people couldn't say word against the Russian government. If you open your mouth, you know, they hate you. They hate you just like that for nothing, because they wanted, well, they did rule Russia by terror. So people, you know, say, feel sorry, a lot of them, especially the oldest one. So they give you, you know, something to eat, especially if they knew, you know, that we didn't have Russians for that day. So they, well, not much, but anyway, if you just had, you know, say, slice of bread, that was lovely. You enjoyed it. That was never before. Yeah. Oh, people suffered. There is always, you know, say, on your mind, there was one thing and one thing only. I wish I could have something to eat, enough to eat, so I wouldn't want anymore. That was on everybody's mind.
Did you ever think that you might never get out of Russia?
Well, at the beginning, it was, you know, at the beginning, you know, people been thinking about this, you know, say, talking about that, and feel sorry, there was a lot of crying. Some people, I think the oldish people, even died through that, because thought, well, they would never get out. And they would say, well, we just as well be dead. It was sorry state of affairs at that time.
You said that you took skates out of Poland and you sold the skates.
Yeah.
Did other Polish people take things out of Poland?
Oh, yeah. Well, when they took us, you know, they say 30 kilos, you know, say only. But people took as much as they could till, you know, say, the guards or, you know, say, stop you taking anymore. I mean, we could kill the pig or calf or so to take meat with us. I mean, it wouldn't take long to freeze that meat, but no, we weren't allowed. So we took only what was set house. You know, so if you were lucky enough to have, you know, say, bake enough bread, you know, say, for a week or so, you had bread. If not, you had to rely on Russian or Russian supply. Oh, we always starve. From the day they took us, we always starve.
But apart from food, did the Poles take any other possessions? Like you took skates?
Well, that somebody, well, we took watches if anybody had, you know, or things like that, plates, glasses, rings, you know, shoes maybe, or occasional trousers, or even underwear. I mean, ladies, had underwear, you know, say better quality. The Russian woman, you know, say would give you anything practically for a nice clean pair of underwear or ladies' sneakers or pairs, you know, pyjamas. They didn't know what to do. There was an occasion, you know, somebody gave them, change, you know, for bread, pair of pyjamas in decent condition. The next day, that blasted man, you know, was walking around in pyjamas. He didn't know what it was for. That's how, you know, say they used to live on farms sometimes when we come, you know, say in contact with Russian people or been working there, you know, somewhere. The toilets, they were practically not existent as we know toilets. There was, you know, say the Russian houses in Siberia, they consist of one big room and one big oven. And that what they lived in Siberia, around that oven. They bake bread, they cook their meals, do if any washing done, you know, say don't wash very often, the hot water there, and they sleep. There is benches all around the wall, and there is the old man, grandfather, grandmother, mother, father, they get best places near the oven. The children sleep with the, you know, where they can. If there is not enough benches for them to sleep around the room, they sleep on floor. The toilets, you open the door, and there is toilet, usually under cover, the one long tree. And that's they sit on the tree, and everything goes down. In winter, it's frozen. In summer, it smells. And flies. That's how they live. They don't even cover it up with nothing.
And were all these people Russians or of different nationalities?
Well, they're mostly the local people. There is a lot different, you know, say people, whatever they call themselves, you know, say some of them nearly Mongol, some of them they different tribes or so, you know, say. And there is a lot different people. The Russian Stalin took them like Cossacks, you know, say, mostly Russian people or people upset Russian government, you know. Well, they've been there for donkey years. Some of them, you know, weren't allowed to go back to their original, where they've been born, to their children, you know, and more or less, and gradually they've been making them Russians.
What did they think of the communist system?
Well, the old people, they thought more or less like us, you know, that Russian is horrible because, you know, they suffer something terrible. And some of them, you know, say when Stalin got grip on power, he killed lots of people, especially farmers. He killed them for nothing. Just he wanted to kill them. He wanted their land. That's what he wanted. So people had to keep their mouths shut. If you open your mouth, next day you were gone.